The next speaker is Richard Hartmann, and he will be talking about the FOSDEM infrastructure and give a review about it. And please welcome Richard Hartmann.
Thank you. Just a second, let me unify my output. No. Okay, I need to look in the other direction, doesn't matter. Or maybe. Okay, I shouldn't have done. Ah, no, it works. Sorry. I should have done this earlier. Okay, so infrastructure review. The subtitle is very important. This is like the third year in a row when we didn't have any major incidents, which things are settling down. Same as always, I'm going to give a quick overview of basically the current state, because we always have new people, and also what changed over the years. And then uncommonly for Lightning Talks, we actually have questions. So we will be passing the mic around. So anything you want to know, you're more than welcome to ask. So this is almost the same talk as last year and the year before, which is really, really good for us. Because this means it becomes a little bit more and more settled. I started doing infrastructure, taking over the video team and such, video network for the Active Network, 2015-ish, and everything was on fire all the time, at the same time in all the places, which obviously was not very nice on our nerves and sleep cycle and everything, and that got majorly improved. We actually, like, literally in those 20 years when we had FOSDEM, this is the third year where staff could actually sit down and not run in circles all the time. Like, the last 17 years before that were maybe not as nice. I could even spend half a day in my dev room, like, yay, without having to run to put out fires. Like, the first year we had this, people were super nervous because something is about to happen, something must break, everything is working, this is not normal, and people are getting more relaxed, which is, again, really good for us. So we have this place of stability. We don't need to throw everything out the window and re-implement within a week. Like, we have a place of stability, and we actually really get a lot of sleep when compared to the years before, which is really, really nice. Core infra is basically the same as last year. We still have the ASR 1006, which is doing all the net stuff. It's doing ACLs, it's doing DHCP, it's doing all the VLANs for the Wi-Fi. It's doing the BGP upstream to cold. We have the same two servers, which are now really fully Ansible. So we actually redeployed them last week, and nothing broke, which was super nice. Well, actually, one dashboard broke, but else, like, We are at the place where we can really have this conference out of a box and be really quick about it. Our monitoring is still Prometheus and Grafana. We are super happy with this. And we put the public dashboard on the Cortex cluster by Grafana. So that's backed by some actual, we don't get hammered into death when I tweet about dashboard FOSDEM.org. Like, it actually stays stable, which is nice. The video box have a completely new version, or somewhat new version. You can see all the updates in the repository, and also there is a talk which ended, I think, like 40 minutes ago, where they go into detail about how those things are actually done. Same as last year, those video boxes stream into the render farm, which we'll be seeing a picture of in a few seconds. And those also transcode everything for streaming offsite, and from there it's duplicated to everyone who wants to watch the videos. And anyone who is a speaker or a dev room manager, you will get emails pointing to SReview, which allows you to self-cut your talks, which is super nice. If any of you are organizing conferences, this is really, really nice, because you have the overview of the different audio streams. You have, if you have several video streams, you can choose what do you want to see, when does it start, when does it end, does this need some improvement, maybe it needs some cleaning up of the audio track. You can give this feedback to the video team, they can clean up, do whatever, republish it for your cutting, and then you can put exactly where your talk starts, where it ends, which is super nice, because else we would have to do literally hundreds and hundreds of reviews, which I think the record was we got more or less done after the next FOSDEM, which kind of sucked. So parallelizing this and giving this to the actual speakers and dev room manager is super, super nice. Of course, this means we can parallelize. And if you're doing conference, I highly suggest you do something similar.